Bulls, and
that would be a good ever.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, as promised, Lost Academy. Yeah, City of Broken Dreamers is done, but you guys, I think you're going to get over it pretty quickly. And yes, we will bring City of Broken Dreamers back when it's done. I talked to the developer. I don't have to reiterate that. You guys know the drill. This is Lust Academy. You can get it now on GOG. The second season is coming soon, even though you can get it on itch.io. So, here's my advice. Don't get it on GOG. Get it on itch.io. Yep. Why? They were having a fucking sale. You get both of them for $20. That's what I did. $20.60. I got both games. So, they're not that long. About 3 to 5 hours. That's fine, though, because it takes us a long time to play these.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to go through them. $20 for one game's 3 to 5 hours, and the other one's about, you know, 5, 6. I mean, that's it's like 10 hours for $20. It's not too
that's
fucking
not bad
at all. Especially when you can go back and do other things. I don't know. But there's this one. There's Lust Theory. Summer with Mia, which we played a little bit of. You could probably run Summer with Mia.
Yeah.
Inside Jennifer, which is, I didn't even bother with that one. It seems like it might be good, though, so I'll probably pick it up later. But GOG's just been loading a bunch of them. And I think Lust Theory, if I mention that, which we will be playing. I think there's only one season of Lust Theory. Yeah, there's one season of Lust Theory, but they're currently working on two. And you can get, like, the first and second episode, from that one. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to check out, and for those of you who hate Daz 3D and Uncanny Valley games, well, sorry, because we like them here. I enjoy them. I don't fucking get the hate. Somebody gave me an AI thing where, what was it, the creator of Doom basically went and said, oh, these Daz 3D games, the women look like goblins, and then you put a retarded amount of filters on them to make them look good. Even if that's the case, I've got no problems with the modeling and the hard work. And
you can still do it.
Yeah, you can do it pretty good.
I think you can download the Daz 3D for free now.
Yeah. Still have to buy all the assets and stuff with Unity and all that other crap that they put in. But this is RenP Engine that they run it in. Anyway, let's get started. We've talked enough. This game has a sandbox, which is different, and it also has a visual novel. So we're going to go ahead and go with visual novel. All-in-one storytelling, occasional choices, and plot-driven structure. And you have possibility to choose desired content. Now, however, this game, it says that they've added ambient sounds, including those of an erotic nature. So Grim won't have to fucking moan. Thank God for that. I know you're all just glad to hear that. Note, our game features the LBG. It's got some sandwich scenes, guys. If you're not interested in stuff like that at all, you can turn this option off right now, and you can turn it on later in the settings. Leave it enabled if you're only interested in some of the content. We are interested in the girl-on-girl. Don't worry, we'll ask you beforehand each time if there's a chance to encounter such interactions. Would you like to encounter? We are going to enable it, but if it gets to something we don't want to see, it'll let us know, and hopefully we'll skip it. My name is what?
My name is
who? I always put like, so they just, yeah, so they'll just call me Grim every time. It's easier.
How's your day, Grim? Okay.
My name is Grim and I'm 18 years old. I should have been in training camp with my team right now, but fate had something else prepared for me. Double open fracture. It's a miracle I'm not crippled. Still, I had to say goodbye to my soccer career and to the scholarship I needed for college as well. So I had to find another way to get an education. Samantha suggested I try photography. As it turns out, I'm a natural. Now I work part-time as a photographer to save money for college. I've been applying filters on photos all day. Hope the client will be happy. A few more shots and I'll have enough for a down payment. And I still have time to get out of this shithole this semester. Knock, knock!
What an entrance.
Grim, you've been slacking again? I expected as much from you. Please don't start that, Olivia. I've been working all day. Start what? What kind of tone is that? You've been in your room all day. Or you think I'm blind? But... no buts. That's what Dawn was talking about. You're out of control. Your ingratitude leaves us no choice. If your mother heard that at 18 years old, her son would neither study nor work. She'd be spinning in her grave. Olivia, leave my mother alone. Don't you raise your voice at me in my house. Truth hurts, doesn't it? You know why this is the way it is. I'd be at university right now if it wasn't for my leg. Should have thought of that before. Sport is always a risk. You should have done less loafing and studied more like Ashley. And now what? How do you plan to get an education? I'm working on it. He's working. I see how hard you're working. Grim, our hospitality is not unlimited. That's for sure. We didn't want this, but you leave us no choice. If you want to throw your life away, we won't let you do it with your feet dangling off Dawn's neck. You're a grown man. You can take care of yourself. What do you mean? Are you kicking me out? But Olivia, come on. Where am I supposed to go? What do you take us for, savages? You're my best friend's son, God rest her soul. And I talked Dawn out of kicking you out. Thank you. I knew. But. Of course there's a but. We're done supporting you. What? From now on, if you want to live here, you have to pay your rent as a lodger. What? What? I expect payment by the 5th of every month. You're kidding, right? And you don't have to pay for August, but... Olivia, hey, tell me you're kidding. I need your first and last month's payment in September. Plus a security deposit in case of property damage. What? What kind of nonsense is that? How am I supposed to save for school while paying rent? It's a vicious circle. Young man, you're under my roof. You follow my rules. You don't like our offer? Go into the living room and say it to Dawn's face. Or do you only have the courage to bicker with me? Damn it, I knew I shouldn't have fallen for her provocations. Alright, I'll talk to Dawn. Maybe he won't be so deaf to reason. Good luck with that. After all, it was his idea. You know I'm always looking for shit. But no shit to look for today. Oh, we have some... ooh, we got some bathrooms. Let's go to the... ooh, we got a bedroom. Dawn's favorite painting. He's very proud that his ancestors were among the first colonists. I remember him boasting that the man on the white horse was his great-great-great-grandfather. Scumbag never heard of Googling the picture. The painting was sold on Craigslist for $15 a few years ago. Wonder what else he lied about. Photo of Ashley from her last competition. She's so flexible. I wonder where else she can put this agility and use. Olivia's purse. I never understood why Olivia needs to keep so much in her purse, considering the fact that she barely leaves the house. To take or not to take, that's the question. Don't take the money. That always fucking comes back to haunt you. Matter of fact, I was reading about being a dick that if you take the money in Jill's room, it'll come back to haunt you. Yeah, I don't think we took it. I can't remember if we took it. Oh, shit, did we take it? Damn.
But, yeah, we'll see.
At least I know they're not trying to kick me out to make room for a new baby. Never saw any of them read a single book, so it's probably an organizer. So I'm just going around looking in my parents' house. How the fuck do I get out?
I don't know if it's your parents. It sounds like...
oh, yeah, your lodger. Yeah, friends of his parents.
Yeah.
This is the bathroom. Ashley seems to have forgotten to hide her toothbrush. She got the whole sink dirty. Olivia is going to get mad. Now, by the way, guys, this is a non-native English speaker, so I'll just kind of brush up on the translation a little bit. Or give you proper English as best as I can. I mean, damn, I was only a editor, writer. I know all about this shit, so it is what it is. Bath ducks. Samantha and Ashley's ducks. No one's bathed them in 100 years, but I hate to throw them away. And it's kind of cozy with them here. Well, I mean, it's whatever. If you want to keep the duckies, I don't give a shit. Ashley's bedroom. She's usually training around this time. I won't distract her. Although I could sneak a peek.
Sneak a peek. What's it gonna hurt? Sneak a peek.
Well now.
All right.
Oh, Ashley in her finest. She's so graceful. I could watch this forever. Is it a loss? He's like, don't wait too long. I better go. I think what he was trying to say is I better not stay too long. We'll get this worked out for you guys.
Is he getting down the stairs with two broken legs?
I forgot he had broken legs. Don, hi. How's it going? How's work? Get to the point, Grim. Don't waste my time. Baseball's about to start, so hurry up and talk. What do you want? Thing is, Olivia came to see me, and? And I'd like to discuss your rental idea. It's not an idea. It's a fact that you've been informed about. I like that. It's like so direct. It's a fact you've been informed about. How dare you?
Need to start using that.
I need to use that. It's not opinion, it's a fact you've been informed about.
You've just been informed.
If you don't want to study, then work. And since you're 18 and working, why should I sweat for another grown man? So pay up and get out. Anything else? But hang on, Don, I still want to study. I don't see you packing a suitcase full of books. You know I had a sports scholarship. So? If it wasn't for the injury, then there are no ifs in history, boy. You're 18, you don't study, and you're sitting on my neck. I'm tired of it. I won't allow it anymore. These are the facts we have. These are the facts we have,
kinda
damn it.
Sounds rough. You should have gave him a couple months to prep to get the hell out.
These are the facts we have. Object politely or object sharply?
Politely.
Let me try to change your mind. I'm not sitting idle at all, and I've been working all summer just to get an education. To pay for college, you know what I mean? Okay, and? I was just working to pay for college, and you want me to either study or pay you, right? You get the point. But, if I have to pay your rent, I'll never save up to go to college, and I'll have to keep paying you. It's a vicious circle. You can't be serious. I mean, what do you think? I'm sure you can understand my situation. Of course I can, but I don't care. It's time you learn how to be independent, kid. Lesson one, you're 18 and your problems are your problems. The world doesn't revolve around you. Don't put your issues on me. Pay your rent and find yourself a new place Pay your rent or find yourself a new place to live. What's it gonna be? I need to think. I'm sorry, I'm gonna... Go on, get out of here. And welcome to adulthood, boy. Shove your welcome to adulthood up your ass. Fucking hypocrite. I wonder how you'd act if it were Ashley who got hurt instead. Oh, you just click. Sam, what are you doing here? Try to guess. You have one try. Tea, of course. Can I pour you one? No, thanks. I'm not really in the mood for tea. What's going on? Did you have another fight with Olivia and Don? You want me to try and talk to him? Sam, you don't have to take care of me all the time. They just figured I was working my ass off for the fun of it, and they offered to accept all my savings in the form of rent. Stop it with your jokes. You're joking, right? I can't believe they do that to you. What's gotten into them? Don's punishing me for not going to university, teaching me to be independent. Wait a minute, you almost saved up for college. What do you care? They're gonna rob me blind with their new business plan. There's not enough money for both rent and an education. Did you tell them that? I'm sure Dad will understand. What kind of a jerk is he? I doubt it. I don't know, to this moment we failed to... What? He says, to this moment, we failed to come to any understanding. Yeah. But it's like, right now, it's not happening. I almost forgot. Did you check our mailbox today? The mailbox today. Why would I check it? I don't expect letters. I'm not expecting any letters from anyone. I'm pretty sure I saw an envelope for you in there. That's unexpected. Thanks for the heads up. I'll check the mailbox. See you later.
List Academy?
Cordale. Sam was right. This letter is really addressed to me. Cordale Academy. Samantha studies there. Maybe they've just addressed it wrong. But that's my name. Might as well read it. Dear Mr. Grimm.
Grimm?
You have been selected to take the entrance exam for an elite institution of higher education, the Cordale Academy of Magic and Wizardry. To take the exam, you need to arrive at the Central Station at 12 p.m. on August the 31st. Boarding the train to Cordale takes place before 12:30 p.m. Do not miss! The exam will take place on the Academy grounds September the 1st. Please bring this letter and any personal belongings you may need in order to settle down at the Cordale dorm. Sincerely, D.J. Carter, Office of Administration.
Now, is this a Harry Potter?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
The Academy of Magic and Wizardry? Haha, Sam, very funny. Enough is enough. She won't be the third person mocking me today. I'll tell her that straight to her face. Heard you talk to Dawn. How'd it go? We're not done talking yet. Do you know where Samantha went? I need to find her. Take your time, Grimm. Let me take a look at that letter. But there's nothing interesting here. It's just a stupid prank from Samantha. I see you've already read it. Yeah, it's addressed to me. How long ago did it come? I have no idea. I just got it out of the mailbox. I need to talk to Dawn right away. I'll hold on to it for now. Olivia's been acting weird lately. She should stop drinking. I wonder what made her so crazy about that stupid letter. Oh my, I've gotten some use out of this letter already. I should follow and eavesdrop. Well now. Sounds coming from Ashley's room. She may have twisted her ankle. Maybe I should check on her.
Yes, check on her. Her well-being. Important.
Just to be sure she's okay, of course. We want to make sure she didn't hurt herself. Well, that's some messed up ankle. I feel bad. Wow, Ashley is so... Okay. Mature. What a beautiful sight! She tries so hard to keep her moans silent. The fact that she can't makes it even sexier. Poor little thing is so horny. If only I knew you needed assistance with your training sessions, Ashley. Maybe next time. She's almost there. Oh, yeah. Good job, baby. Next time I'll show you an exercise for two. Oh, shit. I completely forgot about Olivia. I need to hurry if I want to catch anything. Disaster! This is a disaster! It's hard enough to deal with that boy. Now this? Doesn't it bother you, Dawn? Don't you understand what kind of a situation we're in? Calm down, Olivia. Why do you think this is bad news? Are you not listening to me? He got a letter. That means he's one of them. How can I make him obey now? He was contradicting every word I said before, but now? Now he's not your problem. What do you mean by that? What I'm trying to say is that this bastard isn't our headache anymore. We need to help him pack his bags and pray that they'll accept him. I don't understand you, Dawn. If he gets accepted into the academy, he'll be out of our home, at least until the end of the year. And in the long term, he may finally find his place in life and get off my neck. Just be nicer to him now.
I don't
just
think
in
he
case.
Knows what neck.
The only, well, I mean, I understand what they're saying.
I understand that.
And that's probably the language. I don't know which country this guy's from.
Get off my neck sounds like they're doing a George Floyd reference.
Wow!
There's been people use that terminology for it.
Ah, Don, you're so clever. I wonder why Olivia got so bothered with that stupid letter. And what are you doing here exactly? Fuck! There is one thing I would like to do. Not that.
You have those options on your right.
Not that. Settings. Oh, you just have sound volume. You can't actually... I don't know. I didn't think the sound was all that great. I mean, we heard like a little moan, but it wasn't...
It's alright.
It's
better than nothing.
Yeah, I guess. But I just don't like every time we do, it does an animation, it plays that effect.
Better than a poke in the eye.
Samantha, you can't scare people like that. The last time I checked, you can't spy on people either. Or did you not know that? Of course I know, but I have a good reason. You won't rat me out to Dawn, will you? I beg you. Didn't even cross my mind. I hope you don't make eavesdropping a habit. Did you already get the letter I was telling you about? Yeah, but Olivia confiscated it and ran to Dawn. I'm just trying to understand what they're talking about. And you didn't have time to read it? I read it, and at first I was sure it was a stupid prank of yours. But your parents reacted rather strangely. Believe me, I wouldn't go through such a hassle for the sake of some kind of prank. How would you react if you got an invitation to a school of wizardry? I understand you. I experienced it myself last year. I remember something like that. It wasn't a prank then? No, but I couldn't tell you about it. It isn't customary to discuss our secrets outside the academy. Secret school of magic? Are you studying to become an illusionist there? No, not an illusionist. This is exactly what the letter says it is. There aren't many details in it. What is Cordale? And what does this magic look like? You have a lot of questions, but I cannot answer them. But why? What kind of mystery is this? It's strictly forbidden for all students to talk about the academy outside of it. It's Fight Club. Is it really that strict? If I blabber, they will turn me into a pig. Probably literally.
Yeah.
By the way, they'll have to turn you into one too. Just kidding, I'll simply be expelled and the path of magic will be forever closed to me. Wow, that sucks. Okay, let's say I believe you. What's the plan? To be on time for the exam, you need to be at the train station tomorrow at noon. Whoa, that's right. August 31st is tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. Pack your bags and go to bed. I'll wake you up in the morning. Sounds reasonable. Until tomorrow, then. I can't believe I'm being fooled by this. If it is a prank, then it's already gone too far. Sam! What, Grim? Swear you're not messing with me. I swear. Okay, good night, Samantha. I wonder what's going on with Olivia and Dawn. Now that I know I've promised Sam to stop eavesdropping, but I don't want to miss anything. What should I do?
Or save it and then sneak a peek.
What the fuck one is save? Oh, that's a quick save. That's the backlog. What does that do? I don't know. Is there no way to... Yeah. I don't know what that even does. Nothing.
Nothing yet. Probably,
I guess one last time doesn't count. Well?
Let's see what's happening.
It's time to use your head as it was intended to. Wow! Because your chattering is giving me a headache. What are you saying? I can't hear you. Yeah, bitch. Do you say that you like the taste of my cock? That's not all. Open your mouth wider. That's it. Eat it. Yes, yes. Show me your boobs. Oh, yeah. Olivia looks unsatisfied. I'm going to take a shower. Clean yourself up. I better go. I can't sleep. It's been a very strange day. I should check what the customer wrote about the photos. Though somehow that's the least of my worries right now. Is all this for real? Cordell Academy of Magic and Wizardry, huh? What kind of fool come up with that name? I can't wait to see Sam laughing at me in the morning. When I show up in the living room with my suitcase, even though she swore to me it's not a prank. They play a lot of the same tune. Knock, knock. Good morning, Grim Jr. You seem to be enjoying our dream, too. It's going to be a sunny day. It's good luck. Got to get ready if I'm going to play along with Samantha's joke. No thanks, I've already had breakfast, Ma. We should be getting ready now. I'm just on my way to wake up Grim. Don't worry, I won't miss the train because of him. I've got everything under control. Of course she walks in. Yeah. Sam, where are your manners? Who taught you to barge in without knocking? But I... Would you... Cover him up! Do we have to go now? Sam! Samantha! Admit it. Did you do it on purpose? I did what on purpose? Woke up in my bed? You met me undressed on purpose. You broke in so fast I didn't have time to think. By the way, your cheeks look nice with a blush on them. Jerk, I got your invitation from my parents because without it they wouldn't let you on the train. Hurry up and get ready, we don't have time for this. I've already called a taxi, I'll meet you downstairs with your things in 10 minutes. Is it just me or could she not take her eyes off my cock? I better hurry. Well, we're at the train station. Still can't believe it's true. Where did Sam go? Oh my god, Audrey, stay here. I'll introduce you. Who's that? Samantha is so excited to meet her. I've never seen her like this with any of her girlfriends. Yeah, and this girl. Hot. But there's something wrong with her. Or something right. Yo, Sam, have you hooked up yet? Actually, she's just kidding. Audrey, this is my friend Grim. Remember I told you about him? Grim, this is Audrey, my classmate and best friend. Nice to meet you. Whatever. You're cute. But you're cuter. Strange. Why do I feel this troubling vibe around her? Thanks, I guess. I'll get us a compartment, babe. Don't hang out here too long. And this is... your best friend? Oh, shut up. She just doesn't know how to make a first impression. You need to get to know each other better. Well, we've got a whole trip to do that. Let's go. Show me where the compartment is. Hold your horses, buddy. It's not that simple. Well, it's not so simple. See, there's a separate compartment for freshmen. And I can't go in there. And you can't join us. It's academy policy. That's ridiculous. Why can't I go with you? So the sophomores don't tell you the secret of the entrance exam, of course. The entrance exam? Ha ha ha! I was expecting that reaction from you. This is funny for you? How am I supposed to pass the School of Magic entrance exam, Sam? I don't even know any card tricks. Relax, it's no big deal. But that's all I'm gonna tell you. Samantha, oh please. I'm sure you want me to pass and study with you. You know how much I need this chance right now. Help me not to lose it. Shit, I can't resist you, you know that? Give me a goodbye kiss on the cheek. What? Do as I say. Okay. I'll meet you on the platform when you arrive. We'll have about 10 minutes before they come to meet you, so don't waste any time. You got it. Oh look, I think I see your compartment. Where? The second one behind you. It was listed in the letter. That's great. What'd I do without you, Sam? You have learned how to read letters yourself? You can read, can't you? Very funny. Go be yourself. Such a charmer will easily make friends. Hmm? It's say, yeah, she's saying, just be yourself. I mean, I really wish I could write some of these lines. Such a charmer will easily make friends, but it's like, if you charm, it's like, your charm, yeah, charm will affect all the ladies, or the ladies will love your charm.
Well, she may not be talking about just ladies.
Yeah, that's true. Friends like yours? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Could be.
Charm works, even if you're not trying to hook up.
Right. Yeah, I could use some friends. See you on the other side. Or, excuse me, see you on the other side. Go on, then. Run to your girlfriend. It wouldn't be polite not to give your It wouldn't be polite not to give your beloved friend a look. Especially since she's real eye candy. Even her friend Audrey looked at her so predatory. I'd give anything to know what would happen in their compartment. Time to find out what awaits me in mine. Where am I heading? I still can't believe it. Samantha was always very enthusiastic about Cordale. On the other hand, she lied that she was studying to become a lawyer. I even googled Cordale. The wiki says this is an Ivy League elite educational institution. Yet there was nothing about magic. Is that true? Am I a wizard? Excuse me, are these seats taken? Eh? What?
Well, yeah. Get in here, girl.
She kind of looks like an older version of Hermione. What a cutie. Oh, no, not really. Be my guest. Excellent. You are my savior. I guess that's just how they do it, talking that.
I don't know if you should offer assistance or enjoy the view. What do you think? Offer assistance wouldn't hurt, but then it might be like, yeah.
Well, we got 9 fucking pages of save files, so we can offer assistance?
Offer assistance.
Let me help you. Here you go. Thanks. No problem. I'm always happy to help. Could you move over a little further? Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry, got awkward. Don't worry, all guys are a little perverted. Well, I wouldn't say a little. It's not true, I wasn't thinking of anything like that. Why? Why? Why weren't you thinking of anything perverted?
Because I'm lying out my ass.
That's, well, relax, I'm just kidding. By the way, my name is Haley. Yours? Grim, nice to meet you. You're funny. Thank you, Grim. You're nice, too. Sorry if this question's a bit forward, but didn't all the passengers take their seats an hour ago? How did it happen that you guys... How did it happen that you're coming here only now? How did you How is it that you're here just now? Something like that. Hold on.
How did it happen that you're coming here only now?
How did you... Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you... Yeah, but that's not proper English. Not at all.
How you say it.
No. That's not... That's very way too verbose. It should be... how is it that you're here... How is it that you just now got here? Yeah, how is it that you just now got here? Well, is what you're supposed to say. How is it that you just now got here? There's a rather extravagant girl in my apartment. She drank a bottle of whiskey in the blink of an eye and started hitting on me. So I decided to get out of there. And you're the only one who has a free seat in the couchette. You don't mind if I join you, do you? Two drunk girls? I'm having to do a lot of saves.
Of course not. But...
Of course not. There's plenty of room here, and it's always more fun with company. Agreed. I hope you're not planning on getting drunk and harassing me. I am not. Thanks. For now. Wait, what? Relax, it was just a joke. Although the prospect is not the worst. You are funny. I didn't notice the Academy had a faculty of humorists. Someone has to take care of the future world of stand-up. Besides, no stand-up works without a bit of magic. Wait, are you kidding me? Or are you serious? What do you know about magic? I've been digging around the internet and city library all week, but I haven't found any specifics. But I won't give up. I'm sure the information I found there would still be useful to me. What do you think? What do you think? Which people do you think were closest to learning the theory of magic? Winx fairies? Do you know anything about magic at all? Actually, my friend in her sophomore year is Cordell. Did she tell you anything? Please share with me. She didn't tell me anything. It's all very secret, and they're all forbidden to talk about the details. What friend leaves her pal in ignorance like that? Don't say that. I'll meet up with her when I arrive, and she'll help me. Okay, excuse me. I got excited. I'm so delighted that magic exists. I can barely contain myself. You should know how many theories I have. What if magic is... For the next few hours, Haley shares her crazy theories about the Academy. Until you manage to convince her that it's worth getting some sleep before the big day. It was getting quite dark outside the window, and I still haven't fallen asleep. Time to do something about this insomnia. But who can blame me? It's hard to fall asleep when your dick's on fire. I haven't fucked since I broke my leg. And here, such a hottie, flirting with me all day long. And now she's flashing her naked feet. Oh, there's the feet people. I can't take it anymore.
Oh
those damn feet. I can't take it. I need to satisfy my curiosity.
My urges.
Maybe
my
I should take
urges.
A closer look. What's the big deal? What should I do?
You better save this one.
I better save this one. You pervert, how dare you? Look under her skirt. Turn her on her back.
I don't know if she's a light sleeper.
Let me see if she's a light sleeper. Turn her on her back? Not too big. Not too flat either. The golden mean? Oh, hold on. Wonder how it fits in my hand. Grab it. Stop and go to sleep. We're not going to grope a woman while she's asleep. That's
poor form.
That's fucking horrible. Better turn away from temptation and try to sleep. I mean, we already turned her over on her back. That's a bit much.
Ooh, you turned her on her back, huh? You're scandalous.
Well, you're not even... I mean, she's asleep. What's a man doing there turning her over on her back?
Hey, Grim, wake up.
Yeah. Well, just a few more minutes. He's cute when he sleeps. Did you say something? I said wake up. You won't believe your eyes. I'm sure she just called me cute. Wait, excuse me. Was that what she was thinking? Haley, what happened? I was sleeping so sweet. Tell me you're seeing this too. I'm not hallucinating, am I? Holy crap. Am I still dreaming? Fucking dragons. Unbelievable. Magical. I've only seen these in movies. Yeah. Do you think they can attack a train? Those cuties? I don't think so. They seem pretty peaceful. Oh no, it's kind of creepy. I thought all dragons were predators. Haley, don't worry about it. They would have attacked a long time ago. I guess you're right. Sorry, I'm a little afraid of all lizards. Especially flying ones. I wonder what other surprises this day has in store for us. I guess we're about to find out. There's a tunnel ahead. What a long tunnel. It's like an eternity. In some cultures, a dark tunnel symbolizes the passage between worlds, or the afterlife. How do you know all this? My mother's a librarian. Look, I think we're almost there. Yeah, I think the dragons were a strong hit. You never know. Applicants for the Cordell entrance exam, please gather in the lobby of the station within 10 minutes. Don't be late. So, into the unknown? Grim, hey, you coming? Go without me. I have to meet a friend. I'll find you later. I need to find Samantha. Where was that meeting point? Ah, think of the devil and there it is. Grim, there you are. Let's step aside. Samantha, I was just looking for you. Not here. Follow me. Sam, wait up. Where are we going? Shh, speak quietly. I came to warn you. As I promised, I will. About what? About the entrance exam. Did you notice anything unusual while on the train? You mean like dragons outside the window? Of course I noticed dragons. They are freaking dragons. Come on. Not talking about that, you fool. Did you notice anything unusual behind you? Did you feel powerful? I thought I could hear Haley's thoughts. Should I tell Sam about this?
Yeah.
Is that true? What am I thinking right now? Sam is humming Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend in her mind. You have a terrible taste in music. Very cool. Try again. Samantha's thoughts and audible interference. I can't. This is called a mental block. A telepath of your level will not be able to read the thoughts of a talented magician like me. The first time I let you do it. Sounds like a useless ability. You'll have plenty of time to practice your skill if you don't fail the entrance exams. And your memory isn't erased. My memory isn't erased? Damn, that's why I was looking for you. Listen, all freshmen will have an entrance exam in magic. If you fail, your memory will be erased and you'll be sent back to the world without magic. And you'll never be able to come here again, ever. What should I do? Don't fail the exam. And this is your wise advice? Let me finish, you goof. Magic is powered by passion. Remember this during the exam. Focus on something that you have a passion for and you'll definitely succeed. But why am I just now starting to read minds? This is no ordinary train. To prepare students for the difficult exam, the Cordell train saturates everything inside with magical power. While you slept, it charged you with power like a battery. First-year students, who do not appear on the platform within a minute, will lose the opportunity to take part in the entrance exam. Damn, I gotta run. Thanks for the advice. Wait. Good luck. This is exactly what you can be passionate about. All set? Great, let's begin. Gather around so you can all hear me. Applicants, I'm here to welcome you. There you can see the academy itself. Whoa, it looks so neat. I can't wait to get a closer look. I bet it's gorgeous. Soon you'll prove yourself worthy to stay or fail and leave this place forever. Oh, by the way, my name is Jacob Constantine. I'm the teacher of defense against the dark magic. I was assigned to meet the freshmen and take them to the exam location. I'm sure you have a lot of questions, but people are already waiting for us. Let's hurry. All your questions will be answered very soon. Wow! Is this really the place where I'm gonna study? It's even better than I've imagined. I have to make sure I'll pass the exam. There are only three magic institutions in America. Cordell, Everwood, and NOWA, which stands for New Orleans Witch Academy. I guess that's where all the black folks are. That's a voodoo academy.
You take an O out, it's NWA.
Yeah. Our academy was founded in the 18th century. I still can't believe this is real. Am I really going to study in a freaking castle by four wizards who had immigrated from Europe? This makes Cordell the oldest academy in New World. In New World?
In the New World.
No, I said in New World. It sounds like getting invited here is an honor. Being a Cordell alumnus is very prestigious. It opens a great bunch of doors and serves you for the rest of your life. Not to mention that magic is always a risky business. You'll have a better chance to survive if you learn from the best. And the best is only the kind you can get here at Cordell. So try as hard as you can to pass the exam, kids. I will. Sir, you said the 18th century, didn't you? But it looks modern. No wonder this castle was rebuilt a few times. Why? You know, magic can be dangerous. Plus, it really looked pretty outdated before renovation. Excuse me, sir, about the exam you mentioned. Yeah, what about it? How can we possibly pass it? This is an exam in wizardry. Do a spell. As if it was so easy. What's your name, young man? Grim. Sorry, I've meant no disrespect. But how can I pass an exam if I've never practiced magic before? If you got an invitation, that means you're a wizard, Grim. It's still too much to fit in my head. I know you say that, but it feels like I'm just Grim. Well, just Grim, you are a wizard. And this goes for all of you. If you were invited, there is magic within you. Just try your best to find it when the time comes. Everyone, please follow me. Welcome to the Cordell Academy of Magic and Wizardry. And it's there we're going to end it. Now he's at the Academy of Magic and Wizardry.
Cliffhanger.
So now things are starting. This is to tell whether or not you guys like it before we even get started rolling.
I feel like it's too soon to tell.
No, they need to, but they need to bring him in. Well, I mean, just starting it out, we're seeing what people think.
Yeah.
But it's not even that. It's like the scenes, the animations, yeah. The dialogue, the story, everything, the characters. We'll see what people think and what people like. And if they dig it, we'll continue with this. Because we have other ones we can do. But this one I did pay for, so I kind of want to, get it.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch that are free.
It's about to get really good.
We'll see. And there's a bunch of these that are free, but we'll get with those later. This one I had to pay for, though, so I do want to go through it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned for a special surprise you've all been waiting for.
Later.